Hi, this is TJ Murphy, editor-in-chief of Lava Magazine. It's our honor today to have one of the true stars of the sport of triathlon with us, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, a two-time world champion, the great UK triathlete Alistair Brownlee. Thanks so much for joining us, Alistair.
It's okay. It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you know, it's been a blast for us watching you race at the Olympic distance and in the Olympics these last, well, you are a three-time Olympian for some time now. I wonder, we'd love to hear you tell a little bit about your desire to transition and take on the kind of a different challenge for you, long course, kind of the seed of that and how it's going for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel fantastically lucky to have been to three Olympic Games and to win two of them. And yeah, you know, if I've been a triathlete since I was 8 years old, and if someone told me when I was 8 years old that I would go to three Olympics, never mind win two of them, I would have never believed it in my wildest dream. So I kind of feel that that it's been fantastic, and it's been a great honor, obviously, to go to the Olympics and achieve those goals, and I'm just ready to try something new. And I think you know, one of the things that people sometimes don't understand a lot of the time is that, just like anyone going out there doing triathlon since you know, since I've been young, I've been fascinated with all forms of doing triathlon and been a kind of a massive fan of the sport, and dreamed about doing different types of events. And I kind of think now I've got the chance. So, you know, why not have a go? And yeah, of course, there's a thing about having a slightly different challenge as well, which is fantastic. And there's a thing about just kind of achieving goals, which is obviously big. You know, it's why I do sport, or big of the, a lot of the motivation why I do sport. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no worries.
I think the biggest thing is just trying a new challenge.
Yeah. And now you have a race that we heard the announcement of just a little while ago, coming up on the 22nd. You want to tell us a little bit about what your plans are and what the race is and why you picked it?
The race is the challenge race in Gran Canaria. And I guess there's a few reasons why I picked it. The first one is that I've got to start somewhere. So, sure. You know, I've got to make that step and do a race at some point. And the second one, I think, is it's very easy for me to get to, and that's fantastic. Yeah. You know, come from Britain, it's a really good, short, easy trip to the to the Canary Islands. A lot of the time, I've trained on most of the other ones, actually. Never been to Gran Canaria, but I've been to most of the other ones. So it's an easy trip, and I really kind of like what challenge is about as well. I think, you know, with my own experience of organising events, triathlon should be about putting on a fantastic day, a kind of a whole round festival of sport that everyone can get involved with, and is fantastic for kind of the whole family, but and the person doing it. And it's more than just a triathlon; it's an event and a festival. Kind of good courses, completely about the people doing the race, and you know, providing them with a memorable experience. And so I really like, you know, I kind of like what that's about. So challenge seemed a really good fit.
That's super. And you know, one of the things that I've watched over the years, I've seen certain specialists in the shorter distances, the Olympic distance length race, transition quite well up to longer stuff. There's Simon Lessing, for example. He had some success, but he had some mixed success. How has it been? Like, is the training radically different than what you're used to, or is it still kind of familiar territory?
I mean, I don't think I can really answer that question until I've done a few. And sure. I really feel like I've made a success of it, or I haven't. But I've done, I've changed my training a fair bit over the last few weeks. I mean, I had a fairly disrupted winter's training. You know, I was always going to have a decent period of time off after the Olympics. and busy doing various stuff, and then I slowly wanted to get into training, and the first part of the training really for me is always fairly similar. It's just about getting fit and, mm-hmm. and preparing your body to be able to train effectively. That went okay. And then in the last few weeks, I've tried to prepare a bit more specifically, mm-hmm. which I think has gone all right. And I haven't changed a massive amount, just a bit more specific sessions. I guess the running has been a bit longer and slower. The big difference, obvious big difference for doing long distance triathlon is the bike effort, you know, rather than training for a hard variable effort on the bike and, you know, it being really dependent on what other people are doing around you. It's been training for a long, you know, personal effort. And so on a time trial bike, obviously in a different position. So that's the biggest thing I've changed.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the questions I had. Is that do you kind of work on that from a comprehensive point of view? I know you've got some sports science in your background. Is it a mobility strength sort of problem that you need to tackle as well as just kind of spending time in the new position?
I think mobility to an extent and a bit of strength. How you pedal your bike as well. You know, I think I found it's probably more of a glute hamstring kind of pedaling. But I think I'm quite lucky in that I've always ridden bikes kind of with my glute and hamstring in quite an aero position. So I don't think it's been too big a jump as it could have been otherwise. And I seem to have adapted to it okay. But I think more than the actual position work, and I definitely need to carry on doing some more work around position, and I will do as I can as I start to experiment with, you know, really getting a good aero position and that kind of thing. I think it is just, you know, training, well, for obviously a half distance race is training for 2 hours of effort, of constant effort, which I've never done before. So it's that constant effort training. You know, I've literally probably not done more than 5 or 10 minutes at kind of constant effort before. That's the
sure.
That's the difference, I think.
You know, I've had some great conversations with Simon Whitfield, the Canadian triathlete, the first gold medalist in the sport of triathlon. He definitely admires your work, and in particular, like he underscored. He just said this in bold, basically. He's like, Alistair is the mentally toughest athlete I've ever met. And we've certainly seen some instances of that. And in fact, I thought that was very much on display in Rio, just watching you with the lead, you know, but still just pushing into the red zone of discomfort, not letting up at all. And again, like we're on the outside watching, but it just seems like here's a guy that is willing to risk blowing up to hold the pace he wants to hold. And I'm just wondering if I'm seeing things right, and like how you've been at this a while. You sort of mentioned since you were a kid, but you've built up that kind of tolerance for extreme discomfort, and you're still hungry for more.
Yeah, I think it's not the kind of thing you can talk about, you know, why you're good at dealing with pain or whatever. I think it's the kind of thing you just do, and I've done it for my entire life, so I'm not very good at answering questions on it. My answer is it is just what I do, you know?
Right.
So there's definitely that, and I think toughness comes in lots of forms. You know, there's people are good at really pushing themselves. Some people are really good at being pushed and hanging on to others. And I think some people are just really good kind of racers and can really get the most out of themselves in competitive situations. And I think that's me a lot of the time. I've put myself in competitive situations since I was very young, and, you know, really enjoyed and thrived off that. And I think that's the main thing that I've kind of realized over the years, really, that, you know, I can get out there and push myself, and I enjoy pushing myself. There's at times when I've, you know, had an injury and thought, wow, what's it going to be like when I get back into the pool or get back onto the track, even after winning the Olympics. And that's obviously your big goal for 4 years. Literally, I get into the session and I don't even think about it. It's just what I do. It's what I enjoy doing. Yeah. So I guess if you can call it lucky, I'm very lucky in that way.
I've actually I've got to see you race in person, and this is kind of a coincidence, but a few years ago back, I was living in San Francisco, and you I can't recall if I knew you were going to be there or not, but I've raced in the Stanford track invitation myself years ago, and yeah. I went down to watch some good racing, and there's Alistair Brownlee, triathlete, in the 10,000 on the track, and I found that interesting, and I'm not sure how much you use that kind of strategy in your training, but kind of whether you did that for fun or if that was sort of a tactical thing to kind of expose yourself to a particular type of stress of high speed running. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how that experience was for you? Because you ran ran a couple of meets, I believe, that summer, as I recall.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't massively tactical, really. It was just me doing something else. Like I said, I enjoy pushing myself and I enjoy racing. So, you know, that was something else to give a go. And I wasn't massively prepared for it either, really. So I just kind of stepped on the track and thought I'd see what would happen. And I loved it. But yeah, that was it was definitely a case of really pushing myself that event. It was really, really tough. I think in terms of one of the hardest things I've ever done, that was hard.
This is one of the things when it's hard to know, have any idea what it feels like unless you're in it, but you watch and you can sort of see in the edge of the looks of the eyes of runners that they're at the 4K mark or 5K mark and it's already pretty rough. And they've got a and there's a lot of work to be done, but it was fun to watch that and to see I think, as I recall, the race announcers like reminded the crowd a couple times that you were a triathlete and you were actually doing quite well against some running specialists, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed the whole experience, to be honest. Fantastic place, obviously, in Palo Alto, and incredible kind of meet, and I guess the event I was in was fairly low key, but some incredible running to watch. So I really enjoyed that, but those last four or five laps were hard.
And so back to the current year. Well, there's one question I want to ask just about, and I'm sure you've been asked this a number of times, but it's such a worthy question. And to set a goal as sort of out there as winning a gold medal in the Olympics and to actually do it not just once but twice. I'm just imagining that when you're in the race and you do realize at some point that you've got it, that it's certainly a hard feeling to kind of digest and express in language. But is that Mark Allen used to talk about he'd win the Hawaii Ironman, and the first time he finally did, and it took him a long time to actually break the tape first. But he said for months, every day he woke up in the morning and be just like, I won the Ironman, And I wonder if you had a similar sort of experience. I would just think that having a gold medal in your house and waking up and just having, waking to the realization that you actually did it, it must be a pretty fantastic feeling.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it's a massive goal. It's the culmination of 4 years of work and I guess quite a lot of stress and stuff in the lead up into it. I've always approached the Olympics and that's my big thing, gone all in for it, which I think has made it even more significant. And that's been a really big, important thing for me. And I guess both times, when you cross the line and it all happens so quickly. And you definitely don't really get the chance to take it in as such, and you're on a conveyor belt of commitments afterwards, rush from one thing to the other.
Yeah, I imagine.
About 50,000 different interviews, so you don't necessarily have time to to get it in, but both times obviously I've been lucky enough to there and cross the line, and Johnny be successful as well, and have a few moments to kind of take it in on the podium, and then head back to hotels we're staying at, and have literally 10 minutes to sit down and have a quick burger and a beer is actually what I've had both times before rushing off to do various interviews, and then going out and seeing families and friends and celebrating a little bit. But I think the kind of big moment as both times has happened the morning after, where you get a chance to wake up and it is almost that really, I guess, you know, so many people talk about it and you wake up and it's like, you know, did that kind of really happen yesterday? And you get to roll over in bed and see your medal. So I suppose that's the thing maybe that's been the kind of significant, you know, really wow, that done it moment, if you like. And it's very, very cliche to say that, but it has kind of happened. But then I haven't then dwelled on it for weeks and weeks afterwards. Definitely not like the example you give. And I've just been, yeah, that's fantastic, achieved it. You know, make sure, I think it's really important that you allow yourself a bit of time to kind of let the achievement sink in. Because, you know, that's what you do it for. So it's important that you do let that happen. But then at some point you've then got to move on and, you know, set another goal, set something else that you want to do. And I think that's really important. You can't dwell on it forever either.
Yeah. Well, and my final question for you, and obviously you've raced Jan Frodeno in the past, and the triathlon world will certainly look forward to hopefully you two colliding into one another again. Do you know Jan fairly well, and are you kind of looking forward to that?
I don't know him really. I obviously raced him a lot over the years in Olympic distance racing, you know, that was good. But I wouldn't say I know him. And I've obviously watched his move up to long distance racing pretty closely. I think in terms of Olympic distance athletes, he was, you know, right up in the top handful of that era, really, you know, and being a pretty good swim bike runner. So he's got the class across all three disciplines, which I think is the kind of the standout thing for me. I'm looking forward to seeing what it's like to try and race him over longer distances and being competitive at that.
Great. Well, Alistair, thanks so much for the time. You'll be racing April 22nd at the Challenge Gran Canaria, and it's going to be fun to watch and cheer you on, and the best of luck to you.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much.